Hey y'all, it's Cassandra and welcome to the podcast Girl by Cassandra. It's another episode as promised. We are going to commit to this thing, to regular episodes, because I believe that the everyday experiences can turn into life lessons. Today I want to talk about commitment. I'm following the 12-week year, which is really, really a cool concept of taking your year-long goals and detailing them in a way where you can achieve them in 12 weeks. So essentially, you're making one quarter of your year do what a complete year could do. Because see, the issue and challenge with setting goals for the year is that we give ourselves too much time, too much grace, too much space, and then we usually belly flop. It's just no way to stay committed when you have so much time to uncommit. So I'm reading the book and the field guide that goes along with it because I'm committed to this process. I even have a coach and accountability partner because I'm doing this, right? I have some ambitious goals. It's the second half of the year and I want to make it happen. And the book asked a question. Think about the last time that you committed to something. I'm paraphrasing. And how did it work out? And so, of course, I was like, high school sports. Like, I was a cheerleader. I played basketball. I ran track. I was committed. I was in JROTC as well. I was very involved. And I was committed to those things. I was a leader in our youth ministry at church. So I'm like, I was committed to those things. I'm like, high school, that was so long ago, though. All right. But then I was like middle school, elementary, you know, I was committed to fun and play, making friends and things like that. Okay. College, I was committed to my degree, my organizations, you know, finishing strong, certain GPA, like very committed. Then I thought about marriage, how I showed up as committed in my marriage and even the areas where I lacked commitment, not to the marriage, but to the pieces in the process of marriage that makes it work. I thought about jobs. Oh, I've been committed to jobs. I'm like, I'm going to stay here no matter what. I'm going to persevere. I'm committed to doing the work. And you know what? I began to weep. And I use the word weep, not even cry. I'm like, oh my gosh. I have given, I have poured out, I have committed to so many things and so many people and so much time and so much. And that is not a bad thing. I began to weep because I missed some of the commitments I needed to have made to myself, right? I've followed through when I've committed to what I want and what I need, and that feels good. But there haven't been as many of those instances as I would like. So I started to think about how can I make this 12 weeks a commitment? How can I show up no matter what? And I had to make it personal because it's been a struggle. I know the things that need to be done, but saying that I'm committed to it, ugh, that means I have to show up when I don't feel like it. That means I have to do it even when I don't see the results just yet. That means I have to be accountable to myself to do what I say I'm going to do, to repeat it, to write it, to pivot, to make changes, and that is not easy. But guess what? Commitment is worth it. There are three things I feel like were holding me back from really understanding the power of a commitment. And number one is, you think it isn't worth it. It's not worth it. Like, I much rather eat what I want to eat, sleep when I want to sleep, go where I want to go, spend the money I want to spend. I much rather live freely. But anybody who knows, if you just do whatever you want, however you want, whenever you want, you put yourself in a place of bondage and you're no longer free. So it is worth it to be committed to some processes, some systems, and some routines to get what you truly want. It is worth it, and you know it is. Number two, you think it won't work. Cutting back, monitoring my calories, that's not going to work. Putting myself on a budget every month and actually sticking to it. Putting grocery items back if I don't really need them. missing an opportunity to go out, to hang out, cutting back, that's not going to work. We say it's not going to work so we can convince ourselves that it's not important to stay committed and do what needs to be done, but it is going to work. We know it's going to work. We just have to make the adjustments, adjust your will, adjust your mindset, adjust the way that you operate in order to make it work, because it will work. Then there's number three. You've never done it before. That's true to an extent. You've never maybe done this and made this commitment before, but you have committed to things that you've wanted and needed, and you've seen the benefit or the result of them happening. So you've never done it before. This it, right? Whatever the specific it for you is. I have some specific goals. I've never met these specific goals before. That's why they're goals. But now is the time. Now is the time. Guess what? On the other side of me, reaching these goals and staying committed to these processes, routines, and systems is a new level of life. It's a new level. It's a new type of freedom. It's a new type of independence and joy. And I'm excited about the journey to that next level. And then when I get there, I'm going to have an opportunity to set some more goals and make some more commitments to get to another level that I've never been at. And I'm excited about that. So I've never done it before. You've never done it before. Sure. But yes, you have. And it won't work. You can make it work. Adjust. And it's not worth it. No, it's not easy. But you know that it's worth it. So I have a few goals. I'll share them. Why not? You're listening to this podcast and I appreciate you listening. So I'm going to go ahead and share with you. I would like to just say all of my goals can really be summed up by the word snatched. Snatched. My goals revolve around fitness. I want to look and feel my best. Finances. I want to be the best steward of the wealth that God has given me. Relationship. I want to honor the relationships that I'm in and the one that God is bringing. And rest. I want to do it all from a place of rest, because I know when I am rested, mind, body, spirit, I can do, be, and achieve more. So if we sum it all up, it's snatched. I'm trying to be snatched in the next 12 weeks. Then it's going to happen. I'm excited about it. It's going to happen. It's not showy. It is exciting, but it's not big, loud. I'm happy about everything that needs to be done, but I am committed. I'm ready. And I'm sharing these because I'm committed. And it's taken me a while to get there. I've had these goals all year. I didn't give you guys the specific goals, but those are the categories. I've had these goals all year and I've been working toward them, but I'm putting really the pressure on myself to stay committed in this 12 weeks and really make some leeway, like get to a good place so that at the end of the year, I'm ready to turn over to the next level. I'm so committed that I'm doing these things that need to be done every day, the running, the water, the monitoring, my food intake, budgeting, expense management, rearranging and organizing, systems and routines within my house, leaning on personal development, leaning into relationships, letting some go, inviting some in, rekindling or reigniting others. I'm doing all of that because I've decided that by any means necessary, I will reach my goals. I'm going to be snatched, fitness, finances, relationships, and rest. Some things got to go. I have a bedtime. I'm honoring my body differently. I'm less frivolous with my spending and my energy, which means I have not seen a beach in some months. I have seen water, y'all. I have seen water, thank God, for road trips, but I have not seen a beach. And if, you know anything about me, or if you don't know anything about me, I love water. I love beaches. I love trips. I love travel, but I have goals that I'm committed to. So I know that it's for my good. I know it's preparing me for everything that I say that I want and everything that I know that I need. So what's the one thing for you? I'm not asking you to sit down and plan out, you know, 5, 10, 20 things that you want to commit to. What's the one thing for you? For some of you, it could be showing up, literally being where you need to be to make things happen. For others of you, it could be going to therapy. It could be taking the step to find and uncover and unlock with a mental health professional. For many of you, it could be picking back up some of the routines and habits that helped you to excel in the past and sticking to them. Inviting a partner along with you, but knowing that if you have to go at it alone, you can, you must, you will. I want you to think about what the thing is that you need to commit to and make it an action, a habit, a routine, a mindset. Maybe there's a mindset that you need to adapt, invite, and shut out anything that comes against it. Anything that tells you you deserve less, that you are less, anything that brings you back to regret, or just takes you to a place that is not forward moving. Don't make this commitment to a person. Don't make it to an organization. Make it to a process. And of course, that process may involve the person, the organization, but make the commitment to a process and see where that process takes you. And the great thing about making commitments is there is time, there is space, and you have the autonomy to reflect, to adjust, to pivot. So today I was listening to a speaker talk about the widow woman in the Bible. The woman had lost her husband. She was on her last of her last of her last. Actually, she had run out of her last of her last of her last. And in faith, by faith, she was speaking about the type of man that her husband was and petitioning on the prophet to help her. She was committed to asking for help. And then when he gave her instructions, she was committed to following the instructions. And guess what? It got her to her next level. I'm going to read a little bit of that, and that if you're interested, you should go back and read a little bit more. But 2 Kings 4:3, Elisha said, go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. I love that. Don't ask for just a few. Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. So how committed was she to asking all of her neighbors for empty jars? Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side. Simple, right? Action. Go ask for the jars and then pour into all the jars. Then set the jar aside once it's filled up and continue to pour. She left him and shut the door behind her and her sons. They brought the jars to her and she kept pouring. When all the jars were full, she said to her son, bring me another one. But he replied, there is not a jar left. Then the oil stopped flowing. So they ran out of jars. And there's, you know, biblical context, and you can go look up what oil means. You can even think just in the natural sense how important oil is. And let's say that she had 10 neighbors. She asked 10 neighbors. We don't know if she asked all, but she was told to ask all. So she asked 10 neighbors. They gave jars, and she was able to pour and pour and pour and pour. She was committed. Now, I'm sure that took some humility. I'm sure it took some faith. I'm sure it took some, you know what? What do I have to lose? let's say that it works, right? Let's say that it's worth it. And I've never done this before, but I've done something similar. I've asked this man to help me. I can ask my neighbors to pull up with a jar. So she was committed. And I think what we can learn from that commitment is that by any means necessary, we can be committed to the process and see how it works. I'm sure if we were to ask this widow woman, are you happy? Are you grateful that you made the commitment to follow through with the action? She would say yes. If we asked her sons, they would say yes. If we asked her son's sons, you know what I'm saying? They would say yes. They would say yes. And so I want to challenge you that the things that you're committed to do today, the commitment that maybe you've made just a moment ago, that one thing that you can do, an action, habit, routine, or mindset, that it will not only transform your life, it is meant to bless generations and generations and generations to come behind you. Whether or not you're a parent, whether or not you feel like this is going to really impact my children, what if it works? What if it's worth it? What if you have done it before, just not in this way? All right, that's what I have. That's what I have. I'm committed. I'm committed to come back frequently, weekly. I'm committed to share my process as I journey along. And as I always say, if you don't do anything else before we meet again, make sure that you grow.